You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll have more with you coming up, but of course, here in the month of December, countdown towards Christmas and the entire holiday season, we are so excited to be helping out in terms of giving you ideas on maybe holiday gifts, introducing you to a number of great businesses who have teamed up with us to give away prizes each and every day between now and Christmas Eve in our WXCO holiday giveaway. And it's really, really cool stuff. We're getting an opportunity to learn more about some of these area businesses. And also coming up in just a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to again call in and win a prize from one of our terrific partners for this WXCO holiday giveaway. And today we are giving you an opportunity to win a prize courtesy of Return to Health. And again, one of the 17 different businesses that are partnering us with us here for our holiday giveaway. And to learn a little bit about Return to Health and let you know what the prize is going to be, we're very happy to welcome to the program Danielle Bender. Danielle, first of all, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing, Chad?
Doing fantastic. And again, number one, I just want to say thank you for joining us and being a partner with us for this very fun holiday giveaway. It's terrific to give our listeners a chance to learn a little bit more about some of these businesses, also get a great prize from one of these businesses, and you're part of our giveaway. So thank you for that. And let's start off by talking a little bit about Return to Health. Number one, where are you located?
Yeah, I am located at 205 Callan Street and just unit number one. Actually used to be the old antique mall before they had moved from this side of the river to the other side of the river. So little flashback for anyone who's been in Wausau for any amount of time. That is where I am.
Oh, very cool indeed. Oh, when did you open the business?
So actually this Tuesday, I celebrated a year in this location. I had been renting a spot from where I had graduated from school. And so being in my own space for the last year, there's definitely been some ups, some downs, but a lot of fun along the way.
That is one of the aspects of being an entrepreneur, isn't it? I mean, it is like being on a high wire at times, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, with owning a business, your mind is constantly thinking, constantly finding ways of, how can I improve this? What can I look upon for this opportunity? So might get annoying for some people, but, you know, that's just how the brain works.
Return to Health. I mean, it's very straightforward and it's a wonderful thought. What is Return to Health? What is your business?
Yeah, so I am a massage therapist right here in Wausau, and I graduated in 2023. Like I said, I had been massaging the whole time, but I've just been in this new location at Callan Street for just over a year now, year and a couple days. And so with massage therapy, I'm able to kind of connect with individuals, whether they want a relaxing massage, a therapeutic massage, something with deep tissue, cupping, hot rocks, and kind of put them back into that mindset of, oh, I feel healthy. I feel good about myself. Where, you know, Return to Health, the name kind of came from, it's more than just being on a table, relaxing, being comforted by, you know, little music and plants and everything like that. I wanted people to know that, hey, this is so, so much more than just, you know, getting on a table and having an hour to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's what some people use it for, but there's just so many good benefits from it.
You mentioned a number of different types of massage. In terms of determining maybe what the best massage is for an individual, how do you go about that?
Yeah, so whether I am just meeting someone or have worked with them for the last couple of years, we always go through an intake process at the beginning. So find out, hey, do you have anything preventing you from being able to get the best experience with the massage, whether it's a knee replacement, a hip replacement, just some shoulder back pain from shoveling over the weekend, anything like that. I always like to make sure that we're on the same page for the massage, because what works for one person might not work for the other person, just like November Chad might not want the same thing as July Chad. It could vary month to month, could vary person to person. So,
absolutely. And the one thing that pops into my mind, and maybe I'm off off on a tangent here, is that often in this era, and I find myself, there are times where the stress gets to you, and I often think massage and trying to, you know, take some of the tension out of the body, and the tension leads to pain, doesn't it?
It sometimes can lead to pain, yes, and there's definitely areas during the massage where people speak up and are like, oh my goodness, I had no idea this was bothering me until you touched it. And it's like, yeah, it's amazing what massage can bring to the table.
Do people often talk about, oh, like you said, it's just an hour of having your muscles squeezed or anything like that? It really is deeper than that. And not to be, no pun intended, because, you know, with the deep massage, but there is, you know, the whole idea, again, return to health, the health benefits of massage. When people ask you, what are the health benefits, what do you say?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had talked about stress and the reduction of stress, but going beyond that, you know, when you reduce your stress, you're able to live a better lifestyle. You're able to sleep better. You're able to feel more energy, to get more exercise, get outside, not on a day that it's negative 14 degrees out, but just being able to utilize that energy and kind of move about, because obviously, you feel better, you sleep better, you're able to move around better, and people are going to see that on your face. You walk up to someone who's feeling good, feeling happy, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, why do I feel so good right now? Why am I smiling? And it's just such a nice repercussion of how it affects person to person.
And we'll have more with Daniel Bender coming up at 7:22 from Return to Health. And again, we will also give you a chance to win in our WXCO holiday giveaway with Return to Health a little later in the show as well. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up after the top of the hour information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined by Ian Welsh. We'll have more with Ian coming up, but we're continuing to celebrate. It is the WXCO holiday giveaway. As each weekday morning here during the WXCO Morning Report, we're giving you an opportunity to win along with one of our terrific local business partners. And this morning, we are talking to Danielle Bender of Return to Health. Going to continue our conversation, and then a little bit later on in the program, give you a chance to call in and win. So make sure those dialing fingers are all set to go. But first, back to our conversation with Danielle. We're talking again to Danielle Bender from Return to Health, one of our great partners here during the month of December for the WXCO holiday giveaway. And, you know, when you just said one aspect I hadn't really thought about, sleeping. And there are times where, I got to admit, as I get older, the sleep patterns are more difficult. I remember when I was younger how I could could just sleep and sleep and sleep without waking up all the time. How does massage help in sleep patterns? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of putting the body at a relaxed state, or if it's more of a therapeutic massage where you're trying to relieve that joint inflammation, improve your circulation, get rid of pain, you're automatically kind of at that point of, okay, I can let go of this stressor of the pain in my hip, the pain in my back, whatever's holding me back, because my mind isn't on a million things of, oh, this hip is bothering me because I did X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. One of the cool...
So by putting your mind at that ease, it's
right.
You know, putting your body at ease. Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things about this is I think there are probably more than a few people out there that have never had the opportunity to experience one of these therapeutic massages. And being part of this holiday giveaway, you're going to give somebody an opportunity basically to take an opportunity to experience what it is without having any worry about, hey, oh, maybe it's going to work for me, maybe it's not. Because your prize is you're going to give a free 75-minute massage, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of my more popular lengths of massages, and I think it gives you enough time to experience the massage, but you don't have to feel like, oh, I have to take a whole afternoon off in order to get this done.
I'd rather take the whole afternoon off and feel...
Wait, that was
No, that would be, I tell you, there are some days I'm certainly, I think, would be ready for the whole afternoon to get all that tension out, that's for sure. But, I mean, so coming up here in just a little bit today, we are going to open up our phone lines and give you an opportunity to call in and get a 75-minute massage from Return to Health. So, again, make sure you keep on tuned in here this morning on the WXCO Morning Report. For folks that would like to maybe find out more information, maybe they've been piqued by hearing about your business here in Wausau. Are there any ways that they can maybe go online to find out more about your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a Facebook page of Return to Health Massage Therapy. So you can look on there. You can always message me on there. I have a website, returntohealthmassage.com. There is different links. You can reach out to me on there. And then you can also call or text to book an appointment, ask any questions at 715-301-0177.
What we will be doing as part of our show page, because every day here on our WXCO Morning Report, we have a show page, which includes the podcast of our segments. And also we give information, and we will make sure to link all of the sites that you just mentioned and your phone number as well for people to be able to check out Return to Health and contact you about making an appointment. So again, folks, if you want to learn more about Return to Health, just coming up a little bit later this morning, we'll have our show page updated with today's program with the podcast. And again, all those links for you to find out more about Danielle and Return to Health. But again, Danielle, we're very excited here coming up to be able to have one of our listeners be able to win that prize again here in our holiday giveaway. Anything that we've missed that you'd like to share maybe with our listeners about Return to Health before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I would just say during the month of December, whether you are a returning client or you're brand spanking new and you want to try it out, every person who gets a massage during December will have the opportunity to pick a coupon from a jar. And those coupons are ranging from 20% off all the way off to 50% off your next massage. So it's a pretty good time to get a massage if you want to try it out.
Absolutely. And again, and for folks who are looking for those last-minute gifts as well, doggone it. I mean, I think that it's a wonderful idea, and I just think it's fantastic that you've gone out there and started this business and providing a terrific service to folks here in Wausau. Congratulations on your anniversary, and thanks again for just being part of our holiday giveaway, and I can't wait to see which our listeners gets the opportunity to visit you and hear about their experience as well. But Danielle, again, thank you for spending a few minutes with us and being part of this great December event.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for letting me be part of it. And I hope you and everyone else listening has a wonderful rest of their day.
Fantastic. And Danielle Bender, Return to Health. And again, we'll get you all those links and information as part of our show notes on our show page coming up later this morning. And don't forget, keep tuned in, because we are going to give you that opportunity coming up very, very soon this morning to win that 75-minute massage with Danielle and return to health. But right now, we do have to take a timeout, and then we'll come back with more. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You're on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 9 degrees above zero. The time is 7:53 here on this Monday morning, December the 15th of 2025. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Coming up here in just a moment. So, folks, get ready. Get those phone number, get those phone fingers ready to go, because we are continuing our WXCO holiday giveaway. We spoke this morning to Daniel Bender of Return to Health, and you'll have an opportunity to win a free 75-minute therapeutic massage from Daniel. And we will open up the phone lines here in just a moment, and make sure that when you call in, what you're going to do is we're going to get your information plus your email, because we're going to send in an email the links that we talked about with Danielle, and then you can make an appointment to be able to join Danielle for that therapeutic massage. So, again, it's really something, and I got to tell you, my back has been bugging me lately, and I've been thinking, man, I could use one of those. I've been a little stressed out lately, and it's like, I think if anybody else has been stressed out like I've been stressed out, a therapeutic massage would be absolutely fantastic. So,
I agree.
Really cool prize. We have so many great prizes that have been part of this WXCO holiday giveaway. We got more to come as well. So
yes, we do.
Just get ready for that. I'm going to give you the number right now, so you're ready to go when we do the prize. Mm-hmm. It's 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. That is the number. Don't text us. Don't go to the app for this prize, because if you hit the phone number, you'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow and won't be able to get part of our prize giveaway. So again, 715-814-9330. Coming up here in just a moment.
Oh, yes.
How was the Grinch on Friday?
My friends and I enjoyed the movie very much. It's one of those timeless Christmas classics that we grew up with and enjoy watching. And there was quite a few people at this movie as well. I mean, we were laughing along and singing along, just having a lot of fun with it. And just, you know, it's a great way to spend the holidays. It's just getting together and just seeing a good holiday movie that makes you laugh.
And great to get out of the cold.
Oh, absolutely. Saturday was absolutely brutal.
And the good news is today's going to be chilly, but warmer, up to 19 under mostly cloudy skies. And then things are going to start to warm up, finally,
after
a little bit of a cold snap. So today, mostly cloudy at 19. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 9. And then tomorrow, above freezing. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've been above freezing. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a high near 37. It will be windy, though, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. So even with the warmer temperatures, it's still going to feel pretty chilly with the wind chill factors.
Still need to bundle up.
Wednesday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 32. And then a chance of rain or snow on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 36. So if you're getting ready for the work week, wanting to know about the weather, sort of a mixture. We'll see some clouds, we'll see some sun, we'll see a chance of rain, a chance of snow. So, hey, it's Wisconsin.
Exactly. So, most importantly, the temperature is going to be above zero.
Exactly. And actually above freezing. Man, it's like, oof. But over the weekend, you're right. I mean, I went on Saturday night, was covering the Marathon Cup hockey game. And afterwards, we out there, it was funny because I got in my car and I started it up, just waiting a moment and watching the folks just run out to get to their cars. they didn't want to be outside for 1 minute or 1 second longer than they had to be. So it really was something else.
Gotta watch out for the frostbite and hypothermia because they said that can set in within 15 to 20 minutes if your skin is exposed.
Yep.
That's why you really got to put those layers on.
But you're still Mr. Short Sleeve Shirt over there. you're tough.
I had the heavy jacket and the hat and the gloves and the scarf. I was covered up.
There you go.
It was really tough on a Saturday because as I was doing my errands throughout the day, I kept checking the outside temperature in my car. It never got above negative. It was always in the negatives. It never even got above was zero.
Yep, you're right. It was just one very, very chilly day. Hey, let's do it. Let's give somebody a chance to win with our WXCO holiday giveaway.
This is a really good prize, too, especially if you're looking to get a little relaxation to take away that holiday stress, which I think we all could use that. And right now, just a little massage.
And Danielle's very nice lady. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really nice talking to her. And again, we're talking to these folks who have taken that chance to start their own business, and I think it's fantastic. So this is Return to Health. That's Return, the number 2, Health.
Yes.
And a therapeutic massage, 75-minute therapeutic massage with Danielle Bender. And what now? What number should we take?
Let's see. How about we go with caller number 6? We'll
do caller number six.
Get those phones ready, people.
715-814-9330.
Mm-hmm.
715-814-9330. Caller number 6 will be our winner from Return to Health, a 75-minute therapeutic massage with Danielle Bender as part of our WXCO holiday giveaway. So again, 715-814-9330. Caller number 6 will be a winner here this morning. Coming up on the top of the hour, an information update coming up, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and then Ian and myself will be back at 8:22. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope the new work week is off to a terrific start. Thanks for joining us here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, 9 degrees above zero, overcast skies at 8:23 here on Monday, December the 15th of 2025. I'll have more this week on Pat Kreitlow's announcement today that this will be the final week of original shows as he focuses on his position at Up North News and at the parent company of that venture. He has been just an incredible teammate here, and I'll have some more as we get closer to the end. I'll be with him one more time on Thursday at 8:06. So, again, it's tough to hear that somebody like Pat will not be on the air after this week. So, again, we'll have more about that coming up. Also, just wanted to say congratulations to Karen Zebro of Mosinee. She is the winner. Yep, she was the one. Caller number six to win from Return to Health. And Michelle Bender, who was with us earlier this morning, offering a 75-minute therapeutic massage for free. And Karen will win that. We'll look forward to hearing maybe a report of how that goes. But congratulations to Karen Zebro for winning. And make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. You have another chance. I'm not sure which of the terrific businesses yet. That will be our focused one. But you'll have another nice chance to win in our WXCO holiday giveaway. So that's something to keep an eye on tomorrow. I think I want to mention real quickly, and that's like it's kind of a downer to wrap. But hearing yesterday about the death of Rob Reiner, the actor, director, but also a political activist who has been as strong against Trumpism over the last 10 years as anybody. Rob Reiner started back in the late 1960s. He was a writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. And I'm a big fan of the Smothers Brothers, and I watch a lot of the old videos. And if anybody's not familiar with the Smothers Brothers, they had a hit CBS series that ran on Sunday nights back in the late 1960s in the midst of Vietnam. And they were one of the first shows to actually go out there and talk about what was going on in the world in addition to being funny. And yet it got them in trouble. It ultimately got them fired because political folks didn't care for that. And Rob Reiner came on board as a writer on that show. And I've seen documentaries and interviews, old interviews with Tommy Smothers, who passed away just a couple of years ago. And Tommy Smothers was known as this guy that was way out there. And he would say that Rob Reiner would call him a sellout because he wouldn't go far enough. Rob Reiner, back in his first job in the 1960s with the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, was telling Tommy Smothers, who was one of the most progressive, far-reaching entertainers that this country has ever seen, that he wasn't going far enough. And he continued along that pathway for the rest of his life. He became a star as Meathead on All in the Family back in the 1970s. He became a director who just incredible movies. A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally. I mean, you just go down the line. I mean, you can just keep on going and going and going. This is Spinal Tap. I mean, different genres, but always incredibly successful. But during all this, he was also somebody that was out there politically. And an NPR correspondent named Peter Sagal put out a Blue Sky posting about an hour ago saying, as we mourn Rob Reiner, don't skip this. He was pretty much personally responsible for overturning California's Prop 8 banning same-sex marriage. He was always ahead of the curve. He was not somebody that was responding to the curve. He always was ahead of the curve when it came to talking about issues in a humane way. And he lived to be 78 years old, but he still had more to give. He was still an important voice during this time where democracy is teetering. But just wanted to say that it is a great loss, but an incredible life, an incredible job well done for Rob Reiner, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78, along with his wife as well. All right, well, let's wrap things up here with our number for the day quiz.
Yeah.
And it involves precipitation. This is kind of an interesting one. It reminds me of the Penguin on Batman. What does a penguin always carry with him?
An umbrella.
An umbrella. An umbrella is the topic.
Okay.
The number for the day is percentage of people who keep an umbrella in their car, just in case. Hmm. What percentage of people keep an umbrella in their car?
Well, I know I'm one of those people because I have an umbrella in the back of my car.
There you go. Your choices are
49%,
59%, 69%.
Percentage of people who have an umbrella in their car, 49, 59, or 69%. Whew. I got to think about this one because this is a...
How many bit of a people? Toughie. Yep. How many people keep an umbrella in their car just in case?
Just in case.
49%, 59%, or 69%.
Okay. I'm going to say final answer. You know, I'm going to say 69% of people carry umbrellas in their car. Final answer, 69.
The number for the day, the percentage of people who keep an umbrella in their car is 59%.
Ooh, 10% off.
You're usually the middle guy. Today was in the middle, and it was not. You went away from it, but
I wanted to change it up.
There you go. Well, we'll get you back on the winning track tomorrow.
Yep, I'll come back.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Coming up, an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.